Amen. Thank you, Ms. Lindell. That was a blessing. Amen. I did enjoy the baseball theme to go along with Restore-a-thon. Amen. And I will just say this. I'm glad that the radio station does reach all around the world. And Brother Jeff Castle is working with Rock of Ages. And one of the things they do is their primary purpose is to go into jails and prisons and preach the gospel. They do so much more than that. And you may want to just tell them a little bit of some of the stuff that they're doing. But I thought about even the radio station. That was something that early days when we talked, it was something I know a couple places they've allowed the app, the folks inside the jail, we've been approved with the Gospel 90.3 app to go into some of the jails and places like that. And so folks, those folks don't have the same access to things that, you know, people think that they have out here. And I'm thankful for folks that are going to folks in prison. Just this afternoon, again, my heart was broken. Amen, for the cause of the jail ministry. And many of you, I'll just say this to try to, many of you don't know this, you love this man, but Brother Mullins came to us and he had been in prison before he came to Bible college here. And a lot of times that's not something he brags on, but that it's something that God used in his life to bring him to Christ and pursue the things of God in his life and the will of God. You come and preach to us, my brother.
Where's that brother at that said something about a heifer bag? This right here, hey brother, this right here is a bull bag. It ain't no Murphs, okay? Y'all get that after a while. I got to have it, amen. I appreciate y'all. Thank God. Thank you, preacher, for asking us to preach. Didn't have to, but it's an honor. It's good to be on the radio, too, with y'all, amen, and just being able to help out and just jump right in there. Doug Otches is my brother from another mother, amen. I mean, him got a kindred spirit, amen. I can't tell you the times I've been traveling on the road and just flip on the app on my phone, hook it to my, in my car, how all that works, I don't know. But, you know, you hook it up and I listen, I get all tore up and I call Danny, I'll say, or text him, I say, play this song. But I listen to you a lot. And tell me about in prison. We also have an app we're doing, and we've got preaching on it, amen. And they, so states that we can't go into anymore, they let them come in on that. Who'd ever thought an inmate would have a tablet, right? I never thought that. I mean, you walk in and you see them on a tablet, and I'm like, what can you get on that? They said, about anything you can to an extent. They can email a little bit, and they can talk to mom and daddy. Some of them, I don't know how they do this, preacher, but they got Facebook accounts. I don't understand that, but probably illegal. Say amen right there. But anyway, it ought to be illegal. Right? Some of y'all need to be illegal with it. Say amen right there. But anyway, I'm just saying, but anyway, I'm a representative of Rock of Ages. I'll hook you up. You don't go to prison, I'll hook you up, amen. They won't keep you. We'll try not to let them keep you. If you got a bad background, you might not want to get, no, I'm picking, amen. So go with us. I just came from prison this week in a big Alabama blitz we had, if I could tell about that just for a moment. My mind's going, I'm wanting to say Mr. Anonymous, but anyway, amen. But anyway, all that stuff's running through my head. It gets with you, and I got a dollar. I go home singing that, and my wife said, you ain't got no dollar. You're broke. You're a missionary, amen. But anyway, we had 231 souls saved by the good grace of God in about 10 prisons up there in Alabama, amen. So if you'd like to go on a blitz with us, see me. We got one in South Carolina. It's just like that soul winning thing that y'all are doing. And I wished I was coming through there, preacher. I'd drop in and help y'all out. And I'll be up through there in about 2 weeks. We're going to miss each other. But if you want to go to a prison, we got two big blitzes a year. One's in Alabama last week of February. And one is in the first week of October in South Carolina, in Columbia, South Carolina. Come on, go with us. If you're 18 and older, you can go with us. I'll put all you boys to work. I'll preach you to death. Amen. I had one guy call me today and text me. He said, I'm hooked. I've been trying to get him to go with us for a couple of years. He's about 20 years old. He said, I can't. He said, I lay down and go to sleep and I see these people in my mind. Amen. Now, I know prison ministry ain't for everybody, but I'm excited about what I do. Amen. I do more church side. I do a lot of church revivals and camp meetings. That's how I meet people, and that's how I get people hooked up. They either don't like my preaching and they'll send the bad members with me. Amen. You'll get that out. Let's go ahead and preach. Amen. Preacher, you didn't say how long. Y'all got a meeting, so you want me to get done quick, right? Don't preach as long as you did. Wow, you cutting me off. Amen. Amen. It's good to be in the house, Lord. Can I calm my nerves? Can I sing you a song? I'm no singer, so I go ahead and make a fool of myself doing that, and then the preaching's easier. Amen. Would that be all right? Once I wandered in sin's black night, and there was no way I could make my wrongs right. Then that old accuser to the Lord did cry, here is a sinner, now he must die. Then I heard a voice saying, Father, I'll go and I'll pay their sin debt at Calvary's float. I'll bear in my body the marks of that old cross to save anybody who is sin sick and lost. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of that old sea. It's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. I got victory. How about you? You say, preacher, that's another verse. I don't have the wind for it. Amen. I mean, y'all work a man to death, bring him up here and feed him real good. Amen. Work him real hard, and then he can't preach too long. But anyway, take your Bibles. Turn to Genesis chapter 31. Genesis chapter 31. This has been on my heart since yesterday. And a lot of what the preacher said, Pastor Parson said this morning, go right along with it. When you find your place, let's all stand in reverence for reading of God's word, if you would. Amen. Genesis 31, verse number 17. Well, back up verse number 11. It said, and the angel of the Lord spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams and the which leap upon the cattle are ring-straight and speckled and gristled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee, and I am the God of Bethel. Aren't you glad he's the God of Bethel? Amen. Boy, I'm about ready to blow a gasket right here. Amen. Where thou anointest thy pillar and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from the land and return unto the land of the kindred. It's good to go back to Bethel. Amen. But that's not what I'm preaching on. I'll read a few more verses and jump right into this. Verse 17 said, then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels. And he carried all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting which he had gotten from Paddan Aram, for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel, now watch this, this is key, Rachel stolen the images that were her father's. Verse 20. And Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Syrian, in that he told him that not that he had. Verse 21. So he fled from all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river, and his face was toward Mount Gilead. We're going to come back to that. Skip over to verse 30. And now, though thou wouldest needs gone because sore longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? You see, Laban went and caught up with them, right? You know the verses, he's caught up with them. And he was telling Jacob, he said, now, you took my family, you took my sons, you took, but that's not what Laban's interested in. Right. Amen? Can I say tonight, the devil don't care about me and you. Say amen right there. But he said, you stolen my gods. Now, look at verse 32. With whomsoever thou findest thy gods, let him not live before our brethren, discern that thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. That's interesting. Verse 34. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them on in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tent, but he found them not. And she said unto her father, let it not displease my lord, I cannot arise before thee, for the custom of the women is upon me. And he searched and he found not the images. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I sure do need your help tonight. Lord, would you bless tonight in a mighty way? Lord, it's not my word. All I can do is take the word of God to the ear. But Lord, it takes the sweet Holy Ghost of God to take it to the heart tonight. Lord, let us glean something from thy word tonight. Father, we love you and we thank you for this good victory you've given us this weekend. Through all the things that's said and done, Lord. Father, I'm asking you, would you do it again? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Let me get a little water here. I got to make a little steam. Amen. Amen. I'm not running up down that. I usually go out in the pews, but I was watching them steps. They're kind of straight up and down, and I'm tired, and I'll get hurt. Amen. But here we see Jacob is going back to Bethel in verse 13. Back to the place of the beginnings. How many know it's a good thing to go back where it all started at? Amen. I was walking through that museum last night, and things like that blessed my heart. Pastor Carter, I was looking and seeing where it all began. Amen. And boy, that's a blessing. Amen, ain't it? Sometimes you got to go back to where God saved you. Somebody help me right there now. If you'll amen me quick, we'll get out of here quick. Amen. But listen, where he first met the Lord. Listen, he has served his time to Laban for his two wives. Now he's loaded up the family on camels. How about that? He's loaded up the family on camels to leave in verse number 17. I got to thinking about that, Brother Danny. I've been preaching on camels some. I remember that great message, I think it was Brother Sexton preached years ago on the camels are coming. Amen. And boy, that's a great thing. But listen, in our day, in our age, it still works. The Bible still works. Amen. I have found out through study, preacher, pastor, that there's nothing new under the sun. There is no new message, man. You just preach a Bible like it is, and it don't matter who has that title or this title, that message. You preach and tell what God has laid on your heart, amen. Ain't that right? And let God take care of the rest. I want you to notice, if you will, some things about camels. First of all, I want to say they represent a perfect type of grace. If you don't get this, you'll miss it. A perfect type of grace. I see the passage with camels. Camels can take you somewhere. Amen. Boy, I'm glad grace can too. Say amen right there. Amen. An old boy from Mount Airy, Mayberry, North Carolina. I didn't know what I was getting into that night. I got saved. I got called to preach 2 weeks later. And my wife said, I'm not going to be married to no preacher. Hallelujah, brother. 35 years later, she's still with me. Glory. Amen. Praise God. I don't think she'll do worse than what she did the first time. Amen. But no, my wife loves me and I love her. But camels will take you somewhere. Camels can weather the storm. Say amen right there. So can grace. I'm looking at a bunch of people. You've been through some storms. And had it not been for the grace of God. Amen. Had it not been for the grace of God, you'd have never made it. Amen. Listen, they can travel in shifting sands of the desert because they are sure-footed. God knows we live in a generation that's shifting. Amen. In prison, we can't even say nothing no more about the transgenders. Amen. I want to tell you something that bunch needs preaching to. I'm not talking about hate preaching. I'm talking about grace preaching, where they need the Lord God to. Say amen right there. That same God that saved me will save them. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Listen, I got a lot of ground to cover. Hey, listen, it's grace that's brought us safe thus far, and it's grace that'll lead us all the way home. Amen. How about this, the provisions of camels? I've studied this out. I've been studying on camels for a long time. Camels provide milk for enrichment. They provide meat for energy. They provide empowerment, and their hair and their skin are used for covering and an environment. I'm about to have fit. Y'all ain't seeing what I'm seeing, amen. Are you picking up what I'm laying down, amen? See, I preach in prison, amen. get you some of that, amen. Anyway, I'm sorry, that's a word, you know what I'm talking about. But you know what I'm saying, listen, I said grace. Grace will give you an environment. I'm glad, listen, the first time I rolled up in here, I felt at home. Why? Because of grace of God, amen. You know it's the grace of God. In the year 2000, I jumped in a car with Danny Chamberlain, him from Maine and me from North Kakalaki. Amen. And boy, he didn't understand me and I didn't understand him. He told about it yesterday. I asked him, I said, brother, do you get wide open when you preach? And the guy in the front started laughing and said, he's wide open now. He was just talking. Amen. But I'm glad that God can take us like we are and save our poor, rotten, miserable souls and put us in an environment. Well, I feel camp meeting coming on, amen. Are you listening to me? He put us in this environment. Listen, without the grace of God, half of us would be in a fight right now. Hey, amen. Some of y'all manned up and said amen because you know it's true. Amen, brother. Amen. Hey, but listen what I'm saying. Listen, grace will provide everything that you need. You understand? Listen, I'll tell you a little gold nugget right here. Do you know where they're going? The Bible says they're going to see the Father. You know where we're going tonight? Hey, amen. We're going to see the Father. I said grace. Grace will take you to the Father. Amen. Man. And he's loaded up the family and put them on the camels. This is a good thing, load your family up. Was that a whole family, the whole family singing up here? Wow. Wasn't all of them? There's more? Oh, man. Are they missionaries? They need to be missionaries, amen. Anybody got kids like that, amen? You need to be a missionary, amen. Hallelujah. And singing too, man, you done got half the battle, amen. Hey, but what I'm saying, listen, then I see the problem that's on the camel. The problem's not the camel, the problem was the rider. Grace is not the problem tonight. Hey, notice in verse 19, the Bible tells us that Rachel stole the images that was in her father, that was her father's. Now Laban's caught up with them, and he wants them back in verse 30. Look at verse 34 again. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. Listen, I'm a different kind of preacher. I bring props, amen. I studied pastor, and I thought, man, if you ever seen camel furniture, I couldn't carry it in that bag, amen. So I went to Tractor Supply a long time ago and bought me, this is one of them horse blankets where you put the saddle on. Anybody know what I'm talking about, amen? So we're going to use this as camel's furniture, amen. She went in that tent and she set their images under the camel's furniture and she sat down on. Somebody help me right there. Are you getting what I'm saying? You know what's wrong with some of us? We're sitting in the tent, sitting on the idols. Amen. I'm telling you, God showed me something tremendous on this. And with the help of the Lord, I'm going to preach just for a little while on setting on the camel's furniture. Setting on the camel's furniture. Amen. Number one, what did it mess up about the trip? Number one, it messed up her focus. Amen. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? She could not enjoy the trip for staying in that tent on them idols. Amen. Are you listening to me? They're going to see Jacob's father, but her focus wasn't on going to see the father. Some of y'all, your focus is not on the church house. Some of you, your focus is not on that Bible, but your focus is in on what you're setting on tonight. Yeah, man, ain't that right? I wanted to come preach a victory message, which we're going to have victory here in a minute. You'll see just a minute. We're going somewhere. I don't want to, Pastor, I don't want to ever leave somebody in a hole and lead them out of the hole. Amen. Somebody hit me right there. And usually I kick my leg up on the pulpit, but you ain't got a long enough place there to get my leg on, amen? And I sure ain't kicking it up here. I'll get hurt, amen? Amen, are you listening to me? Oh, listen, her focus. Listen, you know what that was to her? It was a burr in her saddle. Look up in here, some of you, listen, I know I've been saved by the good grace of God since 1991, and preacher, there's been times that I've got a burr in my saddle, amen. Anybody know what that is? Boy, that's a real thing, amen. A burner saddle, the camel's furniture. A burner saddle, listen, what it means is a constant cause of trouble and annoyance, amen. Them idols was a constant trouble and a constant cause of annoyance. It annoyed her, amen. Follow me. I'm going somewhere. I hope you're getting what I'm saying tonight. Amen. Listen. Furniture, that word furniture, I looked it up and I'm like, what is camel's furniture? What in the world is that? I looked it up and the word means saddle. It comes from another word. Now, this is interesting. It means to dance or to twirl. Now, I'm not going to dance up in here. Amen. Are you listening? God save me from that. But you remember when David danced and his wife said, look at you. Who do you think you are? Right. You know what's wrong with some of you? Preacher, I like it. I like it. I'm going to use that whoopee towel because I print out handkerchiefs everywhere I go in meetings that I do in churches, church blitz, and I put on there Rock of Ages emblem and I put preach on. Amen. I like it. Some of you have lost your dance for the Lord. Some of you are sitting here, you ain't twirled in a long time. Oh, preacher, I don't believe in all. I ain't talking about literally doing it. I'm talking about you got the joy, joy, joy down in your heart, amen. When was the last time you cracked open that Bible and you couldn't wait to get back to it, amen? When was the last time that you couldn't wait to get it? The preacher said, Castle's preaching tonight, and you went, amen. Ain't that right? Sometimes you just go, Oh, what about this? Listen. Hey, listen, it bothered her, messed her focus up. Remember, listen, she's jealous of Leah and mad at her father in verse 14. Why? Because she said this, and Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, is there yet any portion of inheritance for us of our father's house? Their own daddy didn't give them nothing, amen. Hey, your former daddy, the devil never give you nothing, amen. Ain't that right, amen? Moving on here, I got a lot of ground to cover. I'm going to hurry up, and we're gonna knock it out, amen. Amen. Listen, we're in the last inning. Hey, it was a burden. It was a burden to her. It's hard to ride when you can't get comfortable. Anybody on a Nissan Versa? As a missionary, never buy a Nissan Versa. Pastor, I bought one in a hurry to go to a conference. I needed one. Van broke down. I needed to buy a car. Walked in. It looked pretty good. 2012. I thought, man, this will be awesome. And something said, don't buy it. It was the Holy Ghost saying, don't buy it. And I bought that thing. Listen. It didn't have no armrest right here. Listen. And I've got bigger since 2012. Amen. Are you listening? I'm swelling. I'm getting bigger. And mama, her pocketbook's getting bigger. That's cooth right there. Amen. Are you listening to me? Her pocketbook's. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Your wife get in. She swings that pocketbook on you. Now, we went through Chick-fil-A, and she was dipping her chicken in my ketchup, amen, because we so tight. It's hard to ride. I said it's hard to ride when you're not comfortable. Some of you are uncomfortable right now. You're uncomfortable with grace. You say you're saved, and you may be, and I'm not doubting that, and I'm not trying to make you doubt that, but you need to get comfortable in grace. She's not comfortable, amen? It's a burden to her. How about this? Listen. She had a boundary. Her focus was, it would burn her saddle, a burden to her. Now she set up a boundary. Look at verse 35. And the Bible says, she said to her father, let it not displease my Lord that I cannot rise. Hey, they come to her tent door. And they said, hey, Rachel, we need to search your tent. Your daddy's here. Thanks. I can't get up. Huh? I can't go. I got to sit here. Listen, she's got boundaries. Matter of fact, if she did get up, you know what I'm talking about. She ain't going to go too far because she's got her eye on that camel's furniture. Amen. Ain't that right? Nod your little Baptist head up and down. Amen. Amen. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to boundaries. Sometimes when we get things in our lives that shouldn't be there, listen, what I'm talking about, what are you letting come between you and grace? That's what I'm talking about. The camel's furniture, what are you letting come between you and grace? Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Listen, there's boundaries. She couldn't rise. She bowed by the images, amen. She lied, for it was the custom of women is upon me. She lied about that, and I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. You go read it, find out what I'm talking about, amen. Anyway, lies cause boundaries, amen. Excuses, listen to this. Excuses are a skin off of a lie. Amen. You know what I've noticed through the years? I noticed when I have an excuse, really it's real, you're flirting with a lie. We'll move on. Amen. It's going to get better, I promise. Amen. I'm trying to hurry. Amen. Listen, what are you letting come between you and grace? Number two, it messed up. Number one, it messed up her focus. Number two, it messed up her fellowship. She couldn't enjoy others on the trip. Amen. Amen. Listen, it made her have isolation. Verse 34 said there again. I keep going back to that same verse. I'm just a milker. I just milk a verse. Amen. Now, Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban searched to all the tent, but it found them not. Isolation. Listen, they came up to her, said, Leah, we need you to come out. Listen, she couldn't come out because she was afraid somebody's going to find out what's in her camel's furniture. Hey man, ain't that right? Listen, sometimes we get to a place, we don't want to go on visitation, we don't want to go to church, we get a little lazy, a little slack, we don't want to read the Bible. Hey, you don't want to help do nothing. Well, you know why? Sometimes it might be there's something in that saddle that you don't want nobody to know about. You say, preacher, that'll work in prison. No, that'll work in churches. Let me tell you something. Look up in here at me. Listen, I go to one prison. I do more churches than I do prisons now, but that's okay. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm a representative. I'm a recruiter, okay? That's what I do for Rock of Ages. But what I'm saying, there's one prison in up in PA, amen, and it's a lot of men in there for sexual sins. Are you listening to me? And pastor, what I found out, a lot of them used to be Sunday school teachers, preachers, deacons. Hello, I'm preaching to you, amen. Ain't that right? Amen. Had something hit up in their tent there. You youngins better watch. You better be careful what's on your phone you're looking at. Amen. Ain't that right? Hey, you seasoned saints better be careful what you're looking at on the phone. Amen. Amen. It'll cause isolation. When you start, pastor, you've seen it through the years. You see people backing up and pulling away. They used to come shake your hand and say, boy, that was a good message. They used to be here on time for Sunday school. They used to be here on time for Sunday night. Used to be here on time for Wednesday night. Then they start backing up. You know why? They're isolating themselves. You better watch people like that. You know what? Something's wrong in their life. Amen. Moving right along here. I got a lot of ground. Come on, get done. Amen. Listen. She had isolation. She had insulated herself. She couldn't let anybody in because she's afraid they'd find out. Amen. Think about this. Listen, here comes her son. Benjamin's not been born yet, I believe. I believe he's not born yet. Am I right about it? Somebody help me. Y'all Bible scholars know that he ain't been born yet, right? Well, y'all don't even know. Amen. But listen, here comes Joseph. I bet he come by that tent door. I can imagine him knocking on, shaking. Mama. Hey, mama, would you come out and play with me? Right. Let's back up. Let's say Leah, the one she hated, come by and said, Rachel, you need to come out of that. Boy, I have fun preaching. I love this. Can you not? Did this stuff not make the best movie you've ever seen in your life? This ought to be on Hallmark, amen. Hey, man. She goes by and she says, hey, Rachel, if you don't come out tonight, I got more time with Jacob. If that wouldn't fire her, you know she hated her, right? And she said, well, she wouldn't come out for that. And then her own son come by, Joseph, said, Mama, come on out and play. You're in pretty bad shape when you don't want to play with the youngins no more. Ain't that right? But then I believe that the going down of the sun, watch this. I believe Jacob right here represents Jesus and he's coming by. I'm about to blow out right here. He shakes the tent, says, Rachel, everybody's gone to bed. It's just me and you take a little stroll outside and look at the moonlight. You know how many times Jesus has come to you and said, hey, let's just me and you talk. Let's just me and you fellowship a little bit. But no. She's laid up in her tent. She's sitting on them images and she's saying, oh, if I don't go out there, Leah's going to have more time. But I can't. Why? I got something in my saddle. I got something coming between me and grace. Amen. How about this? Listen, it messed her fellowship up. Amen. She was she had isolation. She had insulated herself. But then there's an interruption. Now watch this. This is some of what I want to get to. Verse 30, we see that Laban shows up. The trip is interrupted by her old father. Listen, I love types. I love types in the Bible. Sometimes our trip gets interrupted by our old daddy, amen, that old devil, amen. Oh, listen, her old father comes. You remember now she's a bride, and listen, she had no use for her old father. Honey, if you've been saved by the good grace of God, you're the bride of Christ. Somebody help me right there, amen. You're a bride tonight. You have no business letting that old devil come up and knocking on your tent door. But he wouldn't have been there if she hadn't have stole something from him. This thing's deeper than that. I could preach a whole week on this. Bitterness, wrath, anger, all stuff from the devil. Huh? Let's move on here. Amen. But he's interrupted the trip. Listen, she's holding on to some old sin. Maybe you're holding on to some old sin that's hit up in your camel's furniture and you can't get victory. You can't take a victory lap. You can't go whoopee. Amen. You know why? You've let something come between you and grace. What are you letting come between you and grace? Next of all, listen, I'm almost done. I'll be done here in just a second. Amen. I'm trying to hurry. It messed up the trip for her family. When you let something come between you and grace, you ain't just affecting you. You're affecting others. Verse number 19 says, watch what it says. Said Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. I looked that word image up. It's a teraphim, if I'm saying it right. A healer, a family idol. Comes from a word meaning to heal, mend, repair. How about that? Also, they are connected with the fertility goddess. Amen. Listen, it means physician. It was from gold and silver. But can I tell you something tonight, church? Them old images, that old junk that you brought out of you would eat out of Egypt, it cannot do you no good, and it will not do you no good. Amen. You can't enjoy. You're wanting to shout. You're wanting to say amen. You're wanting to say, Pastor Carter said, whoopee. Amen. But you got something in your saddle. Huh? It messed your family up. The images. How about this? She was immovable. She sat on them. You can't do much sitting on idols. They kept her from, listen, matter of fact, listen, I can just see them now, they're loading up. She's sitting in that old tent. She's just sitting there. Boy, I don't want nobody to notice what I got in here. I don't want nobody to know what's in my camel furniture. I believe they all loaded up. All them wives loaded up. All the kids loaded up. The servants, everybody. They got the goats and the cattle and all them going to go. I believe Jacob come by and said, hey, you mean you ain't ready to go yet? She's still sitting in the tent. I don't know. My mind goes crazy. ADHD kicks in on the Bible, amen. I could just see her sitting in that tent. Everybody else is packed up and ready to go. She's not. And they have to coach her and coerce her and beg and plead. Let's get it loaded up. And she's hanging on to that saddle. Rachel, I'll get that. I'm loading this one up. Are you with me now? Amen. Listen, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you right here. Preacher, I'm trying to help. Amen. Listen, she was immovable. Listen, sometimes when we get to a place we won't move, might be something in our saddle that's keeping us from grace. Then it was an irritation. You said, preacher, you done hit that. Wait a minute, verse number 36. It wasn't just an irritation for her. It didn't just mess up her relationship with Jacob. She messed up others' relationship. Why was Laban there? Because he stole it. And the Bible said in verse 36, and Jacob was wroth and chode with Laban, and Jacob answered and said to Laban, what is thy my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast hotly pursued after me? Listen, when you let something come between you and grace, and you're sitting on some old sin, you're sitting on some old idol, you're sitting on some old junk, you're going to mess it up for somebody else. You can read all through the Bible. Achan messed it up for everybody, didn't he? One person in this church can mess this whole, somebody hit me, mess the whole thing up. Amen. But I don't want to leave you at that. I want to back up and show you something, and I'll be done. We see that it messed up her focus. We see that it messed up her fellowship. Number three, we see it messed up her family. But number four, I want you to notice what was facing her tent. I'm about to come unglued right here. I want you to notice what was facing her tent door. Pastor just jumped out at me. What's this? Verse number 21. So he fled, and all that he had, he rose up, passed over the river, and set his face toward Mount Gilead. Oh, first mention principle, first time Gilead's mentioned in the Bible, and Rachel's in there, listen, her tent, she's inside sitting on the camel's furniture. I need your help right here, amen. If I remember correctly, I'm about to blow out, preacher. If I remember correctly, what is Gilead, amen? The mount of, hey, ain't there some, oh, I felt God right there, amen. There's some balm in Gilead. Her tent door is facing Mount Gilead. They tell me, my mind goes crazy. Pastor Carter, they tell me that on Mount Gilead there's a tree growing. I'm about to have a fit and jump a pew, amen. I'm about to run an aisle. Can I tag one of y'all in, amen? I can't run. Fat white boys can't run, amen. We just can't. We're getting old. Anyway, what I'm saying, hey, on the outside of your tent door is Mount Calvary, amen. There's a tree. They tell me, listen to me. Pastor, they had to take that tree. They had to take that plant, and they had to pierce it, and that tree had to bleed outside her tent door. Hey, on the inside she was hurting. She was hindered. But good God, am I listening? On the outside of that tent door, hey, there was help, amen. Mount Gilead, right there, man, it's in black and white. That jumped all over me, man. I just went crazy. I'm like, man, if she'd have just come out of the tent. We never read of Rachel having any kind of victories other than having Benjamin. And she died having Benjamin. Had she to come out of that tent and say, Jacob, you know what? I'm going to confess my sin. There's something in there I don't need. There's something in there I don't need to be in there. I've took it from my old daddy. Jacob, would you forgive me? I don't know about y'all, but I believe we'd be reading a different story about Rachel. What are you sitting on tonight? It's holding you back from grace. Oh, preacher, I'm saved by the grace of God through faith. I understand all that. Sometimes there's stuff that come between us and God. And if you ain't careful, listen, you won't be as excited about a share-a-thon as others are. You won't be as excited about a revival as others are. You won't be as excited about a bus ministry as others are. You won't be as excited about Sunday schools. Amen, somebody. You won't be as excited about missions conference. You won't be as excited about, hey, God's going to take you up there to Maryland and win some souls to Him. Amen. Oh, listen, outside that tent, listen, that you're in is hurt and hindrances, but on the outside is help. I'm going to ask you tonight, do you need some help tonight? Outside that tent, there's a mountain. And on that mountain is a tree. And they pierced the one that was on that tree. Thank God for the blood. Let's all bow. If you want to stand to your feet, if you would, I want to ask you a question. What are you letting come between you and grace? They're going on their way to see the Father, man. They're going on their way to have a time. Can you imagine old Joseph and Jacob out there have you lost your dance? Have you lost your amen? And your old father, the devil, has showed up. He said, hey, you know why you can't, preach, Pastor Parsons, you know when I don't enjoy preaching is when I got something in my tent. And it's a bird. Listen, I got a burr in my saddle a couple years ago. I got rid of that burr. I towed it about 6 months. And I finally got rid of that bird. It ain't no fun when you ain't comfortable riding. Grace is the greatest thing that's ever happened to this world. Grace is the greatest thing that you and I could ever receive on this planet Earth. Amen. Are you listening to me? And we need to help others experience that. I'm assuming you got a song, preacher. Would you come tonight? Maybe somebody in the church hurt you. I don't know. We all get hurt from time to time. We have things roll up on us that get in between us and grace. Maybe you need to come. Come on, you need to be saved tonight. Maybe you're letting your sins keep you from Jesus tonight. You want to come get saved? Come on. Come on. Father, in the name of Jesus, pray that you bless this altar call in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, brother.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him.